Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 43. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 22, high of 47 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy, low near 25. Cooler on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high near 39. Mainly cloudy Wednesday night, slight chance of seeing some snow, low near 23. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 18.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Monday. Wichita police arrested a couple on Thanksgiving after a domestic disturbance turned violent. Police said in a news release that officers responding to a shooting about 3:15 Thursday found a 46-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was transported to a local hospital where he was treated and released. The investigation disclosed the man was involved in a disturbance with a 48-year-old woman, during which the woman retrieved a gun and shot him in the arm. She was arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He was arrested on suspicion of aggravated domestic battery and a municipal misdemeanor warrant. Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson said the blast happened around 8:15 Friday night at MGP Ingredients Incorporated, which is a supplier of distilled spirits and specialty wheat proteins and starches. The cause of that blaze has not yet been determined. Earlier this year, the company was fined $1 million for violating the Federal Clean Air Act. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Derby USD 260 Board of Education making the decision in a special Friday meeting to take their students full remote learning. The Board of Education voted to move all classes to remote learning beginning today until winter recess, which begins on December 21st. A proposal to leave the elementary school students in the classroom failed by a vote of 4-3. Our news partners at Cake TV report several parents spoke during Friday's special meeting, asking the board to allow younger students to remain in the classroom setting. Older students have already been in remote learning. Two earthquakes in as many days rattled portions of East Wichita. The Kansas Geological Survey said the first one was a 2.7 magnitude quake around 4:30 Thursday. A second loud boom was reported Friday afternoon. The Kansas Geological Survey reported that it also was an earthquake that measured as a magnitude 2.6. The second quake was shortly before 12:30 Friday afternoon, just southeast of Thursday's shaker. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Nebraska has remained relatively stable over the past 2 weeks, but it also has remained near record levels, which is putting significant stress on the state's hospitals. Nebraska officials said 911 people were hospitalized with the virus as of Saturday. Over the past 2 weeks, that figure has gone up and down between Saturday's low point and the record high of 987 set on November 20th. More employees of the Nebraska prison system have tested positive for coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a statement Saturday night that 4 staff members had tested positive for COVID-19. 2 of those working at the Omaha Correctional Center, 1 at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution, and 1 at the department's central office. And parts of the state waking up to frigid temperatures this morning as it would appear winter temps might be here to stay. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday marks the annual Frankfort Community Foundation Giving Day. Area residents are encouraged to support the community and its nonprofit organizations with contributions matched this year to a total of $29,000. In-person contributions will be accepted at the Allstack Gallery from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and online contributions can be made anytime, 24 hours on Tuesday, at frankfortgives.com. Checks dated December 1st will also qualify and may be mailed to Frankfort Community Foundation, Box 186 in Frankfort. 27 organizations will participate and are listed on the organization's website. Last year, with matching funds, the effort raised nearly $75,000. Again, details are online at frankfortgives.org. A fatality home fire in Wetmore in Nemahal County early Thursday morning claimed the life of a 62-year-old man. He lived alone, and neighbors reportedly called the fire in around 5:30 a.m. Cause has not been determined, but is likely accidental, and the name of the fatality from that home fire in Wetmore Thursday morning has yet to be released. This year marks the 25th year for the Blue Valley Giving Tree, an effort to assist families locally during the Christmas season from Blue Valley Technologies. Due to COVID issues, the traditional drop sites this year have been changed.
This year, there's a lot of businesses that are closed to the public, so we're trying a little bit different approach. We're going to be doing a lot more virtually. So we're going to be live on social media with wish lists of children. People can contact us over the phone at 877-876-1228, or they can email me. All that information is on our social media and website.
Jada Ackerman with Blue Valley Technologies was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and spoke of other changes as the tradition continues, however. Dorian B. Bisping, age 85, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service Monday at the Zion Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn, with the ward funeral home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Dorian Bisping. Marjorie A. Nord, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Private graveside service Monday at 2 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marge Nord. Betty Ferris, age 90, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 3 p.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Betty Ferris. Robert Springer, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Private service to be held Monday at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Robert Springer. Thelma E. Gaddis, age 97, of Vermilion, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday at 1 at the Vermilion Christian Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Thelma Gaddis. Rochelle Loeffler, age 60, of Home, Kansas, passed away Friday. Alan Loeffler, age 63, of Home, Kansas, passed away Saturday. Private graveside services Wednesday at the Home City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Rochelle and Alan Loeffler. James Jimbo Davis, age 67, of Marysville, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for James Jimbo Davis. Irvin E. Knowles, age 83, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday 2 p.m. at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Irvin Knowles. Betty Peterson, age 87, of Grandview, Missouri, formerly of Holmes City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Holmes Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Peterson. William G. Guggenheim III, age 81, of Randolph, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday at 1 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Interment in the Fancy Creek Cemetery north of Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for William Guggenheim III. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, Malibu blend, and apricots. Tomorrow, salmon, corn casserole, broccoli, and mixed fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 43. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 22, high of 47 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy, low near 25. Cooler on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high near 39. Mainly cloudy Wednesday night, slight chance of seeing some snow, low near 23. High of 37 on Thursday, lots of clouds, a few sunny breaks, slight chance of lingering light snow early in the day. Thursday night, gradual clearing, low near 20. High of 43 on Friday, lots of sunshine. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 23. On Saturday, lots of sunshine, high near 48. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 25. High of 49 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 23. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature late November 48. Record high on this date hit 75. The average low 24, and the record low is 6 below zero. Sunset this evening, 5:05. Sunrise in the morning at 7:27. It's 26 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sheer Quality Furniture is supporting Project Blue Light to honor law enforcement officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Please place a blue light on the front porch to recognize the heroes in blue. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
An historic performance from the defending Super Bowl champions. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Tyreek Hill and the high-powered Chiefs offense left the Buccaneers defense stumbling out of the starting blocks in Tampa.
Three eligible to the left side. Kelce single to the right. Mahomes throwing to that. Tyreek Hill over the shoulder, 15-yard line. Cuts it back inside. Five. He backflips into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The call on 101 The Fox. Hill racked up 203 receiving yards and two touchdowns in the first quarter alone. Kansas City held off a late surge from Tampa for a 27-24 win to improve to 10-1 on the season. On Sunday Night Football, the Packers created even more separation in the NFC North against the reeling Bears.
Second down and eight. Toss fake to Jones. Rolling left, Rodgers winds up, rainbows, cutting it out there. Touchdown!
WTMJ, Green Bay rolled to a 41-25 win over Chicago. Out west, the New Orleans Saints had their way against a quarterback-less Denver Broncos team.
Still under center, will hand this one off to Latavius Murray, the great cut, and he's off and running, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
On WWL, with all four quarterbacks on the Broncos roster deemed ineligible for Sunday's game following a positive COVID test and contact tracing, Denver turned to practice squad wide receiver Kendall Hinton. Hinton, though, was outmatched by the Saints' defense as he completed just one pass and threw two interceptions. New Orleans rolled to a 31-3 win. In the AFC, Derrick Henry and the Titans rushed their way to the top of the division.
Titans at the 11. Here's Henry on the right side to the 10. Henry to the 5. Henry to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
On 104.5 The Zone, Henry battered the Colts' defense for 178 yards and three touchdowns as Tennessee topped Indianapolis 45-26. Dave Packer, ABC.
Hanover Wildcats captured the eight-man Division II state championship at Newton Saturday, winning over St. Francis 46-24. St. Francis Indians started strong, scoring a 65-yard touchdown on their first play from scrimmage. Outstanding rusher Shadron Blanca into the end zone. Adam Krein adds an 8-yard score in the first quarter. Hanover 4 unanswered scores in the second quarter, forcing 4 turnovers, including 3 interceptions. Jacob Juniman, 6 yards out. Emmett Juniman, 38 yards. 14-yard touchdown pass to Colin Juniman. And a pass to Colin Juniman with 9 seconds left before intermission put Hanover up 30-12. Each team scored twice in the third quarter. First play from scrimmage in the second half. Juniman found Emmett Juniman for a 40-yard strike. And then it was St. Francis Adam Klein on a 17-yard carry. Tyler Bonzer on a 50-yard kick return for Hanover's final score. St. Francis answers back as Shadron Blanca with 42 yards, but Hanover prevails 46-24. After a scoreless fourth quarter, Hanover remains undefeated in 11 starts. St. Francis runner-up drops to 11-1. Wildcats' seventh championship in school history. After a hiatus from the state tournament last year, they had a three-peat in 16-17-18, and Hanover Wildcats are the 2020 eight-man Division II state champions. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farm income and loan repayment rates recovered from a sharp decline in the second quarter, and demand for credit softened, according to the Federal Reserve Ag Credit Surveys. Although farm income generally remained low, loan repayment rates stabilized and farmland real estate markets remained strong. Farm loan demand moderated in all Federal Reserve districts for the first time since 2013 in the third quarter. Funding at ag banks likely supported by higher deposits and an influx of liquidity from the Federal Reserve and government programs following the COVID-19 outbreak. The Fed says an influx of government payments and higher prices for ag commodities providing greater support for farm finances in the third quarter and seem to limit demand for financing. Despite some improvements in the ag economy, farm income and repayment rates remain low, albeit not as low as in the second quarter. Increased uncertainty related to the pandemic may also have curbed some demand for new loans and could continue to weigh on ag lending conditions moving forward. Well, outgoing House Committee Chairman Colin Peterson has some concerns regarding President-elect Biden's transition as it relates to agriculture. In a letter to the General Services Administration, he said he writes to express the concern about the impact of farmers, ranchers, and consumers from a lack of a timely presidential transition process. He said while the delay of transition is now underway, the impacts of delay persist, specifically mentioned by Peterson, including USDA's ongoing work with meat and poultry plants amid the COVID pandemic, along with the risk of African swine fever entering the U.S. Other issues include outbreaks of the highly pathogenic avian influenza across Europe and Asia and the shortage of CO2 production impacting meat packing plants. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Congressional Democrats plan to seek billions in federal broadband spending next year to boost access in rural areas, affordability, and funding for school computers. House Democrats have already passed part of a pandemic relief, $4 billion in emergency aid to help financially strapped families stay online, while President-elect Joe Biden has endorsed universal broadband. Data is key to ending the digital divide for students, farmers, doctors, and consumers. When we spoke with Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst on behalf of the American Farm Bureau, he told us he mentioned this to ag lawmakers earlier this year.
Farming has changed. We used to think that we just grew corn and soybeans. Now we generate data, trillions of bits, all containing information that can make us more efficient, economical, and can reduce our environmental impact.
Hurst said while most Americans take broadband for granted, more than a quarter of rural Americans lack access, compared to only about 2% of urban Americans. And then there's the homework gap described by many lawmakers.
It's students and individuals in their homes that just do not have the connectivity, and that's a huge problem.
You know, when you have kids doing their homework in parking lots, that's just not right.
I have kids who I represent, families I represent, school teachers I represent, who cannot access internet at home. Teachers who, when school was still in session, were having to drive to parking lots to be able to conduct the school lessons.
President Trump signed an executive order back in 2018 to speed federal permitting of rural broadband towers, including on federal lands. And the House this year included $24 billion in its HEROES Act to improve broadband mapping and billions more in subsidy for households, students, schools, and libraries. Senate Republicans proposed their own bill instead, and talks on a compromise broke down. While agency spending bills are still in focus as a government funding deadline approaches next month. Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. And a pest to agriculture is the wily coyote. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Whether it be lambs or calves or chickens, turkey, poultry, whatever, coyotes can be a problem. Coyotes can also be a problem for your farm dog or farm cat. Joining me on the phone is noted pet expert Steve Dale. But Steve, let me allow you to give your full title. How would you describe yourself?
Certified animal behavior consultant, pet book author, speaker at veterinary conferences, animal welfare conferences, a radio host of a couple of national radio shows.
A couple of weeks ago on this program, you were talking with me about dogs and cats getting in trouble with porcupine and skunks. But there are other potential problems out there for farm dogs and cats, aren't there?
Well, if we're talking small dogs or we're talking cats, coyotes are a big one. And in many parts of the country, we have more coyotes than ever before. That is not a bad thing necessarily, because if they're out there in greater number than before, it means they're succeeding and they're eating. And that means we have fewer vermin, depending on the part of the country you live in, fewer rodents of whatever type of rodent is most common where you happen to live. So that could be a good thing for us. They're benefiting us. We have such fears about coyotes that are unfounded, actually, or at least some people do. So I suppose if you leave an infant in a yard without any supervision, coyotes could come along and do terrible things or worse. I mean, that's ridiculous. Who would do that? That's terrible. A cat is susceptible to coyotes, and small or mid-sized dogs can be very susceptible to coyotes as well. that is why, at least where it's possible to have supervision for our animals, I suggest that. And that's one reason of many reasons why I prefer cats to be kept indoors only.
What about raccoons?
Raccoons, possum, can be formidable animals. They generally, though, don't bother dogs and cats. They can be very tough animals. They're very strong, given their weight and size. And they climb, you know. So cats can get away from coyotes very often by climbing way higher than they can, if they have a head start. Raccoon can climb. So sometimes if that raccoon is determined, that kitten could be in trouble.
More dog and cat talk tomorrow with Steve Dale. Back after this.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2020 Chevy Equinox LT, 2020 Chevy Traverse Premier, 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, and the new 2021 Chevy Equinox Premier. Available and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 26 degrees in Marysville this morning. Cold front moved our way. We'll likely keep temperatures in check heading out of November into December.
Good morning from Beatrice, 77 Livestock. Dennis Henricks reporting. On a wonderful clear sky Monday morning after a low-key Thanksgiving, but certainly doesn't cut down the appreciation of Thanksgiving. Hey, we'll turn our attention to the beef side of the world and say good morning, producers. We've got a 10 o'clock sale here today, and the good news is in the cash market that actually closed on Wednesday, a steady 110 to $1 higher at $1.11, and the carcass come in at $1.74. Thursday morning, we will be back on the air with our December 3rd bread cow sale, a nice listing of first calf bred heifers, excellent cows with the 92 head dispersal, and 15 fall families. So check us out Thursday morning. That sale will start at 11 o'clock. Here today at 10 o'clock on the start of the weigh-ups, 12 o'clock noon on the hay department, 166 fourth-cutting alfalfa, 60 prairie, 275 brome, 21 straw, 19 oat straw. In the round bale department, there's 12 alfalfa third-cut that weigh 1611, 12 round alfalfa second-cut that weigh 1590, 19 round alfalfa third cut that weighs 1616. There's round prairie of 12. There's round grass 19, old crop, and there's 10 CRP. On the inside, we do have two black families coming out of Unadilla. They have August and September calves on them, guys. We have one black bottle bull calf, 5 week old out of Steiner. Then we're going to roll into the no wing cattle. We got two groups. 60 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 6 to 7 and a quarter. They are the Gira cattle out of Steiner. 11 black baldy, red baldy steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 5 to 6 and a quarter. That's the Burnett cattle at Steiner. Then rolling right in to the weaned and preconditioned cattle. 60 black steer and heifers weighing 6 to 7 and a quarter. The party cattle out of Sterling. 45 black steer and heifers, 5 to 750, Tom Cook at DeWitt. Quackenbush cattle out of DeWitt, there's 14 black steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 700. 18 black baldy steer and heifers, they are the Hothen calves out of Mayberry, they're going to weigh 6 to 700. Greg Kreifel out of Table Rock, 19 red steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 600. McKeever Farms out of Wymore's, 42 black baldy steers, all steers, they're going to weigh 5 to 600. Bob Harden out of Wymore's got 50 black and red, all steers, they're going to weigh 6 to 650. Another sort of 18 black and red steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 450 to 500. Roland Harden Wymore, 20 black and red, steer and heifers, 5 to 650. Mainz calves out of Pickerel, be all steers, they're going to be 10 black, they're going to weigh 6 to 650. Roger Dorn at Blue Springs, 5 black baldy, all steers, they're going to weigh 550 to 600. Scott Laners out of Philly, 21 black, steer and heifer yearlings, they're going to weigh 8 to 950. Dave Sargent out of Lewiston, 55 black and black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. Where's Angus out of Dillers, 22 black all steers. They're going to weigh 575 to 600. Orth Cattle out of Beatrice, 21 correction Orth Cattle 8 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 6 to 650. Tegmeyer's out of Burchard has 21 black and black baldy heifer yearlings, 950 to 1050. And the Winslow calves out of Steiner, 17 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 4 to 575. And certainly, on a bright and sunny, shiny Monday morning, we'll catch more calves here today. So thanks for the business. We certainly appreciate it. Give us a call. Tanya Rick Gardini at 223-3571. Want to mention the Roger Tegmeyer State Auction coming up on December 19th. That will hit the internet, and the sale bills will go out this week. Roger Tegmeyer Estate at Lewiston on December 19th. Have a great day. Come to the auction. Certainly appreciate your business. And as you know, you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. John Mayers kicked a 30-yard field goal on the final play of the game, and Baylor beat Kansas State 32-31 on Saturday. That ended the Bears' five-game losing streak. Charlie Brewer completed 31 of 39 passes for 349 yards and two touchdowns. Kansas State has lost four in a row since starting 4-0 in conference play. K-State quarterback Will Howard threw a touchdown and ran for another. Fellow true freshman Deuce Vaughn rushed for 102 yards with a score. From K-State to KU, Max Dugan threw three touchdown passes while running 58 yards for another score. TCU piled up 337 yards rushing in all, and the Horned Frogs ground out an easy 59-23 victory over winless KU Saturday night. The 0-8 Jayhawks got virtually no production from John Daniels and Thomas McVitie before Miles Kendrick threw a pair of TD passes in relief. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas State basketball versus UNKC Monday evening. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 7, live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Hanover Wildcats captured the 8-man Division II state championship at Newton Saturday, winning over St. Francis 46-24. St. Francis Indians started strong, scoring a 65-yard touchdown on their first play from scrimmage. Outstanding rusher Shadron Blanca into the end zone. Adam Krein adds an 8-yard